Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight yet again this week with another extraordinary entrepreneur, and this is really going to be cool. Wait till you hear what's going on here today, especially if you want to know more about masterminding and learning how to mastermind and hypnotherapy, and not only. So that's really cool. Don't forget that you can get over to listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Thanks to our friends over there. And you can see our videos on YouTube, Amazon Fire, Android TV, Apple TV, Chromecast, and Roku. And don't forget also, all of this can be seen at clarissaburt.com, including the digital magazine. There it is right there. Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. You're going to want to get over there. The magazine is always really a great read with fabulous articles from so many lovely contributors, I have to say. And if you want to contribute, let me know. You can find me on social. You can find me on clarissaburt.com. Let me know what your article idea is, and we will make that happen too. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to bring in the woman, the legend, and the mystery. No, I'm kidding. There she is, Maureen Pisani. So good to see you.
Same here. Thank you so much. Wow, what an introduction.
I know. There's so much going on over here. You are the founder of ProThrive Science-Based Hypnotherapy. They call you the hypnotherapist lady, right? Or the hypno lady, something like that. Yeah, exactly. And we've had the great pleasure of doing a session together, which was phenomenal. And, you know, I can't, and I called you, I think, one morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, 2 days later, and went, oh my God, this is so great. Not looking at the clock and realizing it might have been a little too early since I wake up so early. But it was just so good to work with you. And I hope that everyone else will take the opportunity as we go along. I'm going to send your email, your website underneath on the ticker so that people can follow along, go over right away. And I know we're going to be talking about a book. We're going to be talking about your mastermind, but let's talk about your love, not only of hypnotherapy, but of the other modalities that you use.
Absolutely. So one of the things I like is results. And especially now with all this uncertainty going on, we want results now. We don't want them next week or next year, now.
Right.
What happens with hypnotherapy is we're accessing the unconscious mind. So I want you to think about this. Imagine you're taking your car, or a friend is taking a car to a race. And they show you the car, and it's shiny and it's spotless. And then, unfortunately, for no unknown reason, it doesn't win. At the end of the race, all the cars have their hoods up, and you go and look at your friend's car, and the engine is filthy.
Oh.
It didn't matter that the outside was shiny and sparkling, the engine was dirty. The spark plugs weren't clean. The carburetor was dirty. The fuel engine injectors weren't really working. So what happened? It didn't matter what it looked like. What was going on inside is actually what made it lose, right?
Yep.
That's what happens with our unconscious mind. Our conscious sets the goal. I want to make, I wish to make, I would like to have this. The unconscious mind is running a program that, by the way, was set when you were a kid. And unless it's in alignment, they won't work.
Mm-hmm. Are we born with any of those things, or are they all from when after the moment of birth?
We do have the primal reflex, you know, fight, flight, freeze, or food. But most of why we do how we do is built in within the first 8 years of your life.
Okay.
So then.
So nothing before that. Nothing, you know, in Grembo, nothing before, you know, as we're supposed to be choosing our parents for the next birth.
Well, according to yes and no. Yes, we do the Buddhist religion of reincarnation. Yes, we do choose with the epigenetic science, we do inherit the emotional heritage, where, you know, we're We're of this kind of personality, and it goes back lineage, right? Generations. But for today, with today's results, we are functioning on what we were told, what labels they gave us, what our self-confidence, self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect is actually there. You know, what levels do we have? If I don't believe I can, I won't. If I don't believe I deserve to get better, I won't get better. And it's something where it's in the unconscious mind, and unless we get there, it won't be changed. Hypnotherapy is the most efficient. Emotional freedom technique, which is called tapping, EFT tapping. Think about the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine meridians. Mm-hmm. The EFT taps on the beginning or the ending.
Right up here.
Exactly.
You got here, and then here, and then here, and then here, right? Okay.
You got it. What that does, imagine the circuit breaker at home. It's opening, turning on, or turning off certain switches because you're either overdoing it or not enough. You either have the yin and yang in Chinese medicine. Is the yin is deficient, the yang is too much. We need the balance, we need the flow. So with the EFT tapping, we're going to release the blockages, enhance flow, and get success to be normal for us. With therapeutic guided imagery, neuro-linguistic programming, we get the brain and mind to collaborate, to talk to each other, to get to be basically on the same page, agree to the same plan, and implement the same plan.
Right.
And when all this happens and comes together, success is, unfortunately, for some, because not everybody's going to like it, success is ridiculously easy.
Right.
People are stunned. They're like, really? This happened that fast?
Yes. Yeah. It's that simple.
Yes.
Why do we make it so much harder for ourselves?
Because we're afraid.
Of?
The unknown. When somebody's living on $60,000 a year and is working on a project that can get them $60,000 a month, they have no concept of what the $60,000 a month is going to feel like. The British have a saying, it's better the devil you know than the one you don't. So from a scientific perspective, that's why I always do science-based hypnotherapy.
Right.
You know, we have a homeostasis for the physical body, mm-hmm. meaning the body needs to stay at 98.6 degrees. If the environment is too hot, we sweat. If it's too cold, we shiver. What people don't know is that there's a homeostasis that's on a mental level. We need to stay in the same to be alive. That's how basic it is. Change equals death in the unconscious mind unless it's guided.
Right.
With hypnotherapy, wow. I train the mind to actually understand that 60 a month is phenomenal. And once we remove that cap of the financial comfort zone that's blocking 98% of the population from achieving, then they do it.
Is it true that it takes 21 days to affect any change?
Yes. So certain people without hypnotherapy, 21 days of doing the same thing gets it to be something you're accustomed to. Technically, it takes 90 to become innate to you. When we utilize hypnotherapy, meaning we get the unconscious mind to align with the conscious, 21 days is usually enough to get you to be in it, to achieve it, and to do it as if like you've always done it.
Right. So why did you decide to become a hypnotherapist? What, do you have a specialty in hypnotherapy? And what can hypnotherapy do for us along with the other your other modalities, which I'd love for you to touch upon?
Sure. I became a hypnotherapist because it helped me. When you go to my website, there's one tab called My Story, and the very long story is this.
Your arm, yep.
Yes, I injured my arms at work. Instead of carpal tunnel, I ended up having cubital tunnel. 10 mm-hmm. surgeries later, over 6 years with over 25,000 tablets, the Western medical solution for me was?
There's no solution.
Well, no, there was one I didn't like.
Okay.
100% disability, Social Security, lifetime supply of medication, and bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And by the way, I was 30.
Oh, Lord. Okay. That doesn't work well. Yeah.
Can we accept that? No.
No.
Two sessions of hypnosis, pain gone. It's as simple as that.
Did you go to someone for it, or did you? Was it self-taught?
No, I did. I did go because I had just started the program, and I couldn't write. My hand would cramp.
Okay.
And I went to one of the senior faculty members, and he was really like, so what's the big deal? Like, are you serious?
Wow.
Surgery?
Wow.
The scars are still there. So whenever we meet in person, you'll see them. But Yeah. Thinking that if I had to go to an orthopedist right now and get a nerve test, there's permanent nerve damage. right now. The doctors don't know why my arms work.
No kidding. Wow. Do you continually work on that, or once you worked on it and fixed it, it was done?
It was done. So let's say I do something silly, you know, like if I'm packing and I'm moving and I'm lifting boxes too, will they hurt before your arms? Probably. Okay. But then I have a secret, because then I do self-hypnosis, shut down the pain, and continue.
That's extraordinary. What are the other modalities that you practice?
Well, one of the things, and first of all, thank you for this, because this is phenomenal. The hypnotherapy world is not regulated. So somebody who takes a 2-weekend course can claim to be a hypnotherapist.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. So the one thing, please always ask what education they have. Two, I always promise to me and to all of you that I will give you my best. So I can't give you my best if I'm a dilettante.
Yeah, of course.
So I've studied to the master level in all of them. Yeah. Hypnotherapy, therapeutic guided imagery, neurolinguistic programming. I'm actually a trainer in neurolinguistic programming. Emotional freedom technique, Reiki, handwriting analysis.
Wow.
I just love learning.
Yeah, that's exciting though. Yeah, I've always wanted to go down the neurolinguistic path, but I never did. Not yet. I hope to really, you know, I just wonder, it's on the list, Maureen, it's on the list. So let's talk about your mastermind a minute. I want to know what you're going to be teaching in the mastermind, mm-hmm. and how is your mastermind different?
Absolutely. So my mastermind groups are called Thrive, because I actually help you go from existing to thriving. The difference is, the reason why my masterminds are different, and I'm going to be very blunt here because I actually want you guys to know the truth. Right now, mastermind is the in word.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are doing a mastermind without having it be the real thing.
Right.
Napoleon Hill started the mastermind, but there's evidence that even Benjamin Franklin started this group thinking where it's collaborative, where we think together for your benefit.
Right.
So when it comes to my masterminds, people who know me joke that I throw in the kitchen sink. And I do, because I'm never going to stop at 97%.
Right.
I've been in this mastermind world for over 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been trained by the best. Mm-hmm. Mr. Patrick Carney has been doing this for 40 years every single week.
I love him.
So
That's how we met.
So when it comes to who I've been trained from, the best, with my style of doing so much to give you more, my masterminds will have not only the collaborative effort from all the other members, but once a month, I will do a training for each group, because I have several. But for each group, there will be a hypnotherapy training, a business training. And then when we use our secret weapon to align the unconscious with the conscious, then success happens.
Yeah.
The businesses, the numbers increase, where goals are met, where incomes are raised. That's why I call it the Thrive Mastermind.
So who is the Thrive Mastermind perfect for? And how many people are you capping? Are you capping it off at a certain number?
So I'm looking for the go-getters, the ones, basically, you know who you are. The ones who know that if an 8 is available, they're not going to stop at a 7.2. Okay. If a 9 is available, an 8.4 sure isn't. I'm looking for you. Each group caps out at 11 because I'm number 12. And I run it in a way, it's intimate, it's good, timing is perfect. Each mastermind, by the way, is a 3-hour experience. The bonds built there are phenomenal.
Right.
I have many groups. So I want you. I want to be able to help you. In this time of uncertainty, where the old systems don't work anymore, let's make it happen. Because it does.
Yeah. And I think it's a perfect time also for people, because now they have been more at home. It certainly is so much more accessible to just jump on your computer, and the networking events are, you know, not happening in person, you know, as we well know. This is a perfect way, I think, to be able to just get in there and, you know, continually meet people, create the relationships, and be able to help other people at the same time they can help you too. Which is the absolute perfect case scenario. I do want to remind everybody that you can go to prothrivesbh.com to get a bunch more information about Maureen and her work, her mastermind. Also, she can be found also pretty much everywhere on social, from Facebook to Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. So I'm sure you can get links over there on from her. Website, and you'll see them underneath this video as well once it's posted. I do want to talk about your book.
Oh, yes.
Because that's very important. So let's talk. I know you have more than one, but I'm sure you want to talk about maybe your last one.
Yes, number 13. Yes.
Wella, that's a lot.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
So it's called Against All Odds, Release Your Past, and Win Your Future.
I like that.
I'll show you how life has been, let's call it bumpy to be polite here. Mm-hmm. So life has been bumpy, but you know the saying, make lemonade out of lemons? There's lemons in everything we do, every experience. So the book is written in a way that, yes, I take you through some of my bumps, but then towards the last third of the book, I'm going to share with you how to actually transform it, what to do, how to change your perspective. Because telling you my story, okay, might be interesting because I've lived a really interesting life, but I want you to have the tools. So Against All Odds, I'm having a launch party on September 24th, Thursday.
Oh, it's coming up soon. Yay. And where will we be able to find the book?
It's going to be on Amazon.
Okay.
On September 24th, I'm going to do something that people have been surprised when I told them.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do a free day. A free day for an electronic download, and you can get it just by clicking. Easy enough?
Easy enough. Yeah, I want to be in on that email.
Yes.
You're sending it out by email. I hope I'm on your list.
Yes, I'm going to send everybody. So this way everybody knows. And just a click and then join me on the launch party on Facebook. It's going to be fun.
Right. I also know that you have a giveaway for our listeners, which is very gracious of you. Thank you so much. And it is Conquering COVID-19 EFT Workbook and Hypnotic Recording to everyone. And that is that's a true hypnotherapy session, just like anybody that would sign up for your session. That's a $500 value.
Yes. The thing is this.
Wow.
COVID took us by surprise.
Yeah.
I've heard so many stories of people who've lost loved ones, people who had close calls, people who lost their jobs, people who have no idea what's going to happen in 3 months. And the uncertainty creates so much stress that then it ripples into other aspects of their lives.
Right.
So in my world, I like results. So my gift, which I did on purpose, was to share with everyone you know.
Wow.
No strings attached. I want to make an impact in your lives. So use it, please. And if you have any questions, contact me. I'm here.
Right. Do you want to talk about, again, you know, why anybody that's listening should be joining your groups and your programs? What else? I mean, yes, of course, you know, the lovely to mastermind and all. What's the takeaway at the end of the day, you know, is there homework? Is it once a week, tell us a little bit more about that mastermind. I'm so interested in that.
So the mastermind is going to be once a week, a specific slot. So it'll be all the times, by the way, that I mentioned are Pacific Standard Time. So Wednesday 9 to 12 or Wednesday 1 to 4, Thursday 9 to 12 or Thursday 1 to 4.
Okay.
Now, those are the groups that I'm opening up.
Okay.
Every week, we build, we collaborate. Napoleon Hill's thinking was that if the two of us are collaborating and we're bouncing ideas off of each other, there's a third mind that creates this nuance of magic. And what happens is you create it with two people. Think of what you're going to create with 11. Every week, there's going to be somebody's hot seat, meaning we focus on your business, on your success. If you want to take your business to the next level, let's all collaborate. We're committed. We're giving you our word that our support is authentic. You can celebrate your wins with us and we will just raise you higher.
Yeah.
And share your downs and we will support you. The reason mine are different is because I will always add that little hypnotherapy tool that will exponentially increase your success because you're using 88% of your brain power instead of only 12.
Right.
And wow, those you know, success is just like surprising to everyone.
Yeah. So the next week must be really exciting when everybody comes in with all of their success stories and how magically things are appearing and magically things are happening when it really isn't magic at all. It's just really changing some mindset, tweaking a few things subconsciously. Yeah.
I just smile. With the numbers, especially with business, we have all the personal stuff that usually blocks us. So when it comes to presenting in the best of manners, if you've just had a fight with your loved one, you're really not in the right mood. Or right. if you have a comment from one of your mentors from 20 years ago that's still echoing in your brain, you really can't shine as bright as you expect.
Right.
So this is where I come in. We release the past, we clean it all out, we upload new programming, we get you to be the basically the version 2.0.
Right. And the better version.
Absolutely.
A better version of yourself. I love that. Listen, I am thrilled that you took the time to come on the show with us because there's so much need, especially again right now, for us to be focusing. What I think that this has been, it's been a curse and a gift in the sense that the curse we know, the gift is that we have more time to potentially be working on ourselves, to cleaning up, keeping order within our minds and our brains, and taking some time for self-care like we probably wouldn't have if not. Otherwise, there's always, I'm trying to find a silver lining, obviously, but I do think that this is a perfect time for us all to be working on ourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Finding the hidden blessing is definitely a gift.
Yeah. Maureen, thanks again so much for being on the show. Stay right where you are. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment for next week. You know where to find me right here in the limelight. Stay well, everybody. Until the next time.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to inthelimelightmedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.